Y'all heard?
Hey everybody, it's Y'all Heard. It's Marissa and no Pete today because we're still kind of going through. No, that makes it sound like something bad is happening. We still have some holiday break time. Pete's still in Jersey. But guess what? I have a surprise and very unexpected guest joining me today. This is a special episode. We're just kind of going to give you one more before the end of 2024. Sort of a casual year in review. And boy, do I have a guest host today. Would you like to say hello?
What's up? What's up?
Okay. Yeah, that voice that you've never heard before, that actually has never heard our show, is my husband, Aaron. So,
because you don't be showing me your show.
So, Aaron, thank you for joining me on this. Is this your first podcast appearance? Not on my podcast, obviously. Just in general, have you been on podcasts before?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, how exciting for you. So, guys, yeah, we're just going to talk about some highlights from 2024. I don't know Aaron's answers ahead of time. He doesn't know by it. So let's see how thrilling this is. Aaron, how was 2024 for you generally?
I would say it was pretty good.
That was a very... that had no detail. Do you want to give me more? You could say no, but...
I mean... Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Went on some nice trips. Made some professional growth.
Ooh. I sound like such a regular human. I'm just like, my year was a mess. If you listen to the podcast, I went through a lot this year. Though I did go on a lot of nice trips with you. I had no professional growth. I'm the opposite of professional growth. But I played a lot of video games. And that was pleasant. And I had my... What's that face? You know, I had professional growth.
What professional growth? You made a lot of sales on your pumpkin sale.
Oh, okay. I guess.
Yeah, you run a business. You got all these Substacks.
Okay. I guess if...
That's professional growth.
I guess so. Okay.
Podcast.
Well, I've had this podcast for, I don't know, like a decade. I don't know that it's grown. But thank you. What a nice, positive way to frame things. So, see, you guys, this is why... What a good balance we are. I'm a negative Nancy, and this is a positive Peter and Paul.
What?
Anyway, let's move on.
Please, let's move on.
Let's first... talk about our favorite food or snacks of the year. What do you got? What was the favorite thing you ate in 2024?
My favorite thing I ate was on a cold winter day.
Ooh. Well,
actually, it might not have been winter yet. But it was in New York City, Barn Jew 35 on 35th Street. Had a nice... You know those pots that are hot and sizzling?
Oh, like a stone? Like
a stone pot. Yeah,
stone
the stone
bowl?
Pot. Yeah, yeah, the stone pot. The chicken with the rice that's a little bit crispy because of the hot stone. And the sauce. That hit the spot.
Okay, so
on
it's like...
that cold winter day.
What a scene you sent us. Like a bibimbap, but hot.
You call it bibimbap or call it whatever you want, but...
Okay.
I think they call it a stone pot.
Okay.
Crispy. Just did the right amount of crisp.
Mmm.
And they had a good seasoning. And we had a nice, like, flight of cocktails with lights inside, so...
it's kind of funny, but yeah, we did. There was a soju flight with light up balls in them.
Was it soju? I don't think it was soju flight.
It was soju cocktails. That's a good answer. Mine was less restaurant based. Mine was, if you pay any attention to me, guys, I've been trying a lot of snacks this year. And even though, if you pay attention, if you by any chance follow me on Instagram, you would notice that this was not the highest rated snack I had of the year. But in retrospect, I've decided that Lay's hot chicken flavored chips are the best chips of 2024 because they taste so much like chicken. They're fantastic. So that and the Oreo Coke, which had, I don't know, had a lot of haters, which I found out. And a lot of people said it didn't taste like Oreo, but I thought it was fantastic. And I finished my Oreo Coke this week. And I was really, really, really sad that I didn't stock up. So yeah, that was like the best stuff I ate this year. I ate a lot of trash this year. Like a lot of trash. And the worst, do you have a worst thing? I feel like our worst food of the year is the same. If you can't think of it, I'll tell you and I'm sure you'll agree.
I was going to say something I got from the cafeteria at work. Like this, they tried to do some Indian curry chicken. It just left a strange taste in my mouth. But don't get me wrong, my hospital has good food usually, but...
Don't worry, nobody knows where you work. You can say whatever you want.
But that particular day...
You don't think that the chicken we had at the historical Chelsea Hotel restaurant was worse?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Guys, all my life I wanted to go to the Chelsea Hotel because it has, like, history and it's supposed to be haunted and it's supposed to be, like, the place back in the day for bohemians and artists. And we finally went to the restaurant. I was so excited. And a lot of bad food things happened there. But the worst was we had a roast chicken that smelled so much like hot dogs. And then we tasted it, and it tasted like hot dogs. So, yeah, that was the worst thing I ate this year.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't even know how they got that taste.
Yeah, like, I know when you smoke meat, it usually tastes like ham, but it doesn't usually taste specifically like hot dogs, which is a food I love, but not when it's shaped like a chicken.
It was a Cornish hen, probably.
Yeah, maybe. But, yeah, a Cornish hen that tasted like a hot dog. So, now let's talk about best song. What do you think is the best song of 2024?
I gotta go with Sabrina Carpenter's Bed Kim.
Really? Man, I knew you were obsessed with her.
No, I'm not obsessed with her. I just like a few select songs. And that's a good one.
Okay.
You know how that one
goes? Do you want to sing it?
It's like, Bed Kim.
Oh, wow. That's a good rendition. Yeah, I know which one. That's a good one, I guess. Mm-hmm. I like her in small doses. Okay, that's a deep one. That's not one of her singles, but yeah, that's a good song.
Oh, you want me to pick a popular one?
No.
A well-known one?
No, I didn't say that. I was just saying that.
That ain't that deep. That's pretty well-known.
Is it? Is it one of her singles?
I don't know if it's a single, but it's well
known. I don't know if it's well known, but maybe. I don't know. I don't pay attention to anything. I had a really hard time picking the best 2024 because I don't listen. I don't stay in touch with stuff well. I did like Charlie XCX's album, but I will say the best song in a mean way is I was slightly entertained when Katy Perry's Woman's World came out and everyone made fun of it. Have you ever heard that song?
Shh. Nah, I never heard that. You picking a song that you hating on?
No, I enjoyed the song for what followed. Because, I don't know, Katy Perry seems like she's become a bit of an asshole lately. So, I don't know. I felt a little bad for her at a point. Because it does seem like she totally fell from grace. But, I don't know. I didn't mind how much everyone ragged on her for that really bad song. So, no, that's... The best is a Charlie XCX one that's not a single. And I don't even know what it's called. So, and... I'm not even gonna mention it, so I'm gonna go with Woman's World.
That album, since you listened to it, I listened to some songs too. Pretty good.
Yeah, I love her. I'm fine admitting I really like Charlie XCX.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking more about it, and there's the whole Kendrick and Drake beef. Wasn't that this year?
I think so. Oh man, which. What are you going to pick? The Kendrick Lamar song?
No. Oh. I like the Drake song. I'm team Drizzy. Yeah.
Okay. I learned that I don't dislike Kendrick Lamar this year. And I also thought his Drake diss track was really funny.
Yeah, but I think the Drake song, the beat's better for the Drake song. You know how the Drake one goes?
Nope.
It's like, I can never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand.
I don't know. Oh, okay. I guess I get what that means. Like, he had to give him the track?
Yeah, like, he's saying all of Kendrick's hits, it's because he's a feature on Drake's track.
Mm. I think you're really the only person I know who is Team Drake, and I found that interesting. Anyway, let's move on to best TV show or movie.
Oh, I'm going first?
Oh, I can go first.
I'll go first. I like St. Denis Medical.
Okay. Why? Besides the fact that you yourself are in the medical field.
Yeah, it just resonate with me, you know? Like, there was one scene where the nurse, he saved someone's life, and then the patient just not grateful at all.
Sorry, that wasn't funny, but it was to me. What? It got real. Continue.
So it's just funny how they touch on the nuances of being a healthcare provider. And it's kind of like The Office for hospital shows, you know? It's not like a glorified Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, it's a comedy show, in case that wasn't clear. But yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was the best show, I guess, I mean, that I've seen in 2024.
Yeah, I like that show a lot. You didn't see this, I wanted Long Legs to be the best movie of the year. If anyone's not familiar, it was supposed to be the scariest movie of the year with Nicolas Cage in it, where he is a Satan worshiper. But it was good. I think about it a lot, but it wasn't as scary as I wanted it to be. I will say the best television I saw this year was Beastars Season 3, which you witnessed some of and unenjoyably called it the bestiality show. In case you're familiar, Beastars is an anime about anthropomorphic animals. No bestiality happens in it because there are no humans in it. But it's about carnivores and herbivores coexisting and trying not to kill each other. There's a lot of romance. It's a very upsetting show to come into midway with no context, but it's captivating television. It's brutal. It's riveting. So, yeah, it's very furry-ish. But, again, no bestiality. So, I recommend everyone watches Beastars on Netflix. Fantastic show. Season 3. Ugh. Chef's kiss.
So, like you said about my song pick, I'm going to say about your show pick, that's going deep.
Sure. That's not an insult. Why do I think that's an insult? I was just saying, I didn't think everyone knew that song. That's fine. Do you have any worst TV show? Because I would say it wasn't horrible, but that nobody wants this show that was about a podcaster who falls in love with a rabbi was so, like, mid, and everyone watches it. And one, I don't think shows with podcasters are fun. And two, it was definitely like a, like, the lead character is definitely, like, styled after the Call Me Daddy podcaster, right? Mm. And, like, that podcast is so annoying. Did you like that show? We only saw an episode.
I don't even remember.
Oh, you were definitely there and you watched it. So that's a testament to how boring it was. So that's the three things we're going to talk about. But do you have any? I stopped making resolutions because I just let myself down. But do you have any hopes for 2025 or things you would like to let go of or things you'd like to see? Or do you just have anything?
I'd probably try to do some more reading, not work-related reading.
That's cool. That's nice.
Broaden my horizons.
What do you want to read about?
Mostly nonfiction.
Okay. If you want to broaden your horizons, boy, you should watch Beastars.
I think I'll pass on that
Anyway. I don't know. I'd like a new job and to play more video games. I would actually like to do other things, like write more, but it's boring. I don't find it interesting to talk about writing. Or, yeah, I would like to achieve some stuff professionally, I guess. Have professional growth that I myself think is professional growth, that someone else doesn't have to explain to me as professional growth. So hopefully something I'm proud of in 2025. 2024 was, eh. Anyway. Yeah, thanks, guys. Thank you for being with us all of 2024. By the way, I can't believe this podcast is still going. It's been a long ass time. And me and Pete will be back together, I think, the week after my birthday. We will pick this up again. Aaron, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure is all mine.
Seemed a little sarcastic, but okay. yeah, guys, thank you, and stay safe out there. Oh, call us anytime with topics for 2025 or just to say hello at 570-POD-WOD-1. You could always text us if you are socially awkward and still want to say something but don't want to actually call. Remember, it goes to voicemail. We do not pick up the phone. And slide into my DMs at RissVandal on Instagram anytime. Happy New Year. Bye.
Have a wonderful holiday season and wishing you health and prosperity in the new year.
Okay.